With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Justice Department says a key participant in the deadly 2012 attack on the U.S. compound in Benghazi, Libya, has been taken into custody. Zubair El-Bakoush was identified by officials yesterday as a member of an extremist militia in Libya. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the U.S. has not stopped seeking justice for the Americans killed in Benghazi.
Hillary Clinton famously once said about Benghazi, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, it makes a difference to Donald Trump. It makes a difference to those families. And 14 years later, it makes a difference to law enforcement who made the difference in this case.
President Trump deleting a social media post yesterday after a backlash from some Republican allies in Congress. More from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
The president posted a video portraying former President Obama and his wife as apes in a jungle. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt defended the meme, telling critics to stop the fake outrage. But the video, which has since been removed, was denounced by Democrats and Republicans alike. Among them was Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, a Trump ally and the only black Republican in the Senate, who called the video the most racist thing I've seen out of this White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iran and the United States have held indirect talks in Oman. The negotiations, while praised by Iran and Oman, appeared to be a return to the starting point on how to approach discussions over Tehran's nuclear program after multiple rounds were held last year before the 12-day war in Iran. The stock market roared back yesterday, tech stocks recovering much of their losses. The S&P 500 jumped 0.2%, or rather 2% yesterday. The Dow soared 1,206 points. This is SRN News. Missionaries are descending on the Winter Olympics.
The games in Milan and Cortina, Italy will run for the next 2 weeks, and several Christian ministries will be on the ground seeking to spread the gospel amongst the 3,000 athletes and the 2 million spectators. The International Mission Board of the Southern Baptist Convention will be handing out gospel tracts and copies of the Bible in Italian. Similar evangelistic efforts are planned for this summer's World Cup here in the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 17-year-old boy has been arraigned in New York on charges he sent threatening emails to other students vowing to kill all Jews at the Renaissance Charter School in Queens. The email reportedly said at 2 p.m. he will rise up and kill the Jews in the school in the city. Hen Mazig of the Tel Aviv Institute warns that when hatred reaches students this young, anti-Semitism is not just alive, it's thriving and spreading to younger generations like a disease. New York has seen a surge in anti-Semitism in the recent years. This is SRN News. The Trump administration has launched Trump RX, a website it says will help patients buy prescription drugs directly at a discounted rate at a time when health care and the cost of living are growing concerns for many Americans.
President Trump says Trump RX will help patients buy prescription drugs directly and at a discounted rate, promising at its unveiling Thursday.
You're going to save a fortune.
The government-hosted website is not a platform for buying medications. Instead, it's set up as a facilitator, pointing Americans to drug makers' direct-to-consumer websites where they can make purchases. It also provides coupons to use at pharmacies. I'm Ben Thomas.
The unprecedented four-site Milan Cortina Winter Games have officially been declared open at the conclusion of a ceremony replete with references to Italian icons and culture. The most spread-out Olympics in history, with competition venues dotting an area roughly the size of the state of New Jersey. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.